Blog Talk Radio.
Child was close to death. We were starving.
You'll starve again unless you learn the meaning of the law.
Know the meaning of those 19 years. The slave of the law.
5 years for what you did. The rest because you tried to run. Yes, 24601.
My name is Jean Valjean.
And I'm Javert. Do not forget my name.
Do not forget me.
24601.
Look down, look down. You'll always be a slave. Look down, look down. You're standing in your grave.
Monseigneur, we have your silver. We caught this man red-handed.
He had the nerve to say you gave him this.
That is right. But my friend, you left so early. Surely something slipped your mind.
You forgot.
I gave these also. Would you leave the best behind? Monsieur, release him. This man has spoken true. I commend you for your duty. Now God's blessing go with you. But remember this, my brother. See in this some higher plan. You must use this precious silver to become an honest man. By the witness of the martyrs, by the passion and the blood, God has raised you out of darkness. I have saved your soul for
Jesus, what have I done? Become a thief in the night, become a dog on the run. Have I fallen so far, and is the hour so late? That nothing remains but the cry of my hate. The cries in the dark that nobody hears. Here where I stand at the turning of the years. If there's another way to go, I missed it 20 long years ago. My life was a war that could never be won. They gave me a number and they murdered Valjean when they chained me and left me for dead. Just for stealing a mouthful of bread.
did I allow this man to touch my soul and teach me love? He treated me like any other. He gave me his trust. He called me brother. My life he claimed for God above. Can such things be? For I have come to hate the world. This world that always hated me. Take an eye for an eye. Turn your heart into song. This is all I have lived for. From him and I'd be back beneath the lash upon the rack. Instead he offers me my freedom. I feel my shame inside me like a knife. He told me that I had a soul. How does he know what spirit comes to move? Is there another way to go? I am reaching, but I fall. And the night is closing in. As I stare into the void, the whirlpool of my sin. I'll escape now from that world. From the world of Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean is nothing now. Another story must
for nothing. Sitting flat on your bum doesn't buy any bread.
There are children back at home,
and the children have got to be fed,
and you're lucky to be in a job
and in a bed.
We're counting our blessings. Have you seen how the foreman is beaming today? With his terrible breath and his wandering hands. Because little Fontaine won't give him his way.
Take a look at his trousers, you'll see where he stands.
And the boss, he never knows, but the foreman is always on the heat.
If Fontaine doesn't look out, watch how she goes.
She'll be out on the street.
At the end of the day, it's another day over. With enough in your pocket to last for a week. Tell the landlord, tell the shop. Keep on working as long as you're able. Keep on working till you're drunk. Or in front of the top of the table. Well, you've got to pay your way.
none of your business. With a husband at home and a bit on the side. Is there anyone here who can swear before God she has nothing to fear, she has nothing to hide?
Hey, come on, stop that.
What is this fighting all about? Someone tear these two apart. This is a factory, not a circus. Come on, ladies, settle down.
I am the mayor of this town. I run a business of repute.
Deal with this foreman. Be as patient as you can.
Yes, Monsieur Marilyn. I might have known the bitch could bite. I might have known the cat had claws. I might have guessed your little secret. Ah, yes, the virtuous Fontaine, who keeps herself so pure and clean. You'd be the cause, I had no doubt, of any trouble hereabouts. You'd play a virgin in the light, you'd no urgent in the night.
She's been laughing at you while she's having a mess.
She's coming for trouble again and again.
You were back at the time.
Right, my girl. On your way.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time then it all went wrong.
Cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. Hello and welcome to Storyboard, a musical march, Les Miserables with Esther Cohen, brought to you by A Team of Voices. A Team of Voices is a group located on allpoetry.com, the largest poetry site in the world. And I always like to say thank you to Deborah Lee for running the group and the blog talk we can geek out live. Also, a special thank you to AP Taylor for sponsoring Blog Talk Page. And we have shows every night of the week with different themes, different hosts, and lots of poetry, fun music, games, talk shows, slams. There's just about everything for anyone. Again, all poetry is free to join. You can sign up and find A Team of Voices where you can join in, add your own poetry, call, chat on the board, follow along with all the written text of the poems right there with all their links. Tonight, we are celebrating, of course, Les Miserables. We are celebrating the 2012 version. Now, this is a hard decision to make, which version I was going to bring. It is not that it's my favorite. It's just, I think I did, so I'm doing Sweeney Todd tomorrow, and I think the deal breaker was Helen Bonham Carter was in both of them, so I just went with this one. But for all you lovers of Liam Neeson, like myself, we will be revisiting Les Miserables next March. So if you really love that version, hang on. We'll be back with it because it is one of my favorite books and, of course, one of my favorite musicals. So I'm glad we can share all this tonight. I will be playing the music throughout. Of course, we had a big bulk of the music here right in the beginning. And as always, I'm going to give you a little bit of information throughout the show because we're playing so much music, just about the soundtrack. So I'm going to go ahead and do that before I invite anyone on. That way I can get my spiel done and we can go ahead. And, of course, I've got, well, you know what? I will invite him on. Well, hello, Raconteur. Oh, did I not? I may have not. No, I unmuted you. Raconteur? Maybe I need to unmute you again? Hello? Oh, it might have been, you know what, it was me. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're crystal clear.
Okay, well, okay, great, because my headset died and I'm on speakerphone and I have to lean very close to the phone and talk very low. It's charging now. I'm hoping it's going to be charged before the end of the show so I can switch over to my headset. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm not missing up.
You know, this is Victor Hugo. He also wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He's just, this book is a big, big book. It is so intimidating when you look at it. It is like huge. However, I always tell people it is so worth reading. It goes into depth into so many of the characters that, and I know that I said there are a lot in books, but this book is really, really does. Like, it's the character background is like chapters and chapters of character background that, like, the families that Corsette stays with, the ones that, like, treat her bad, there's, like, an entire backstory, and it's an entire backstory of the bishop. There's just so much. Now, there was a lot of politics involved that I could grasp, but I'm not a scholar in. But he wrote it in a way that I could grasp it. A couple times my eyes were like, I don't really know what's going on here. But it really didn't outweigh, his writing is so beautiful writing. So if you ever get a chance, I highly recommend. I know that you would enjoy the audio book. I know that reading is not on your list of things that you're doing right now, but you can definitely do the audio book. It's very good. But I am going to say a little bit about this. So this album, the soundtrack album, was released via Universal Republic Records on December 21st, 2012. And Republic confirmed on 25th of January 2013 via Twitter that a second disc deluxe soundtrack was in production alongside the DVD and Blu-ray, and it was released in March 2013. The film contains every song from the original stage musical, with the exception of I Saw Him Once and Dog Eat Dog, although many songs have been partially or extensively cut. The attack on Rue Plumas and Little People were especially shortened, in addition to the Bishop sings with Fontaine during Valjean's death instead of the pony, as was in the stage musical. Stars was also moved to Before Look Down, which echoes the original 1985 London production. The lyrics of some songs were also changed to suit the changes in setting or narrative to the stage musical. In addition to the cuts, a new song, Suddenly, was added. New music was composed for the battle scenes, and the order of several songs changed from the stage musical. Several major pieces, primarily Who Am I, Stars, and two Silicoi pieces, are performed in different keys from most recordings. So there's a little bit about the soundtrack of the song. And I am going to mention two songs that we did play in that opening. And the first one is Look Down. And I am quoting Jennifer Bell from ID Time Music here. And she writes in her post, Look Down is a powerful song featured in the musical Les Miserables, specifically performed by the original London cast. This captivating number serves as a pivotal moment in the storyline, highlighting the plight and desperation of the oppressor lower class during the French Revolution, poverty and social injustice. The lyrics and melodies of Look Down convey a profound message that resonates with audiences worldwide. And again, that's the bit that was a little bit hard for me. I don't know too much about the French Revolution. So Victor Hugo's book very much highlighted and talked about the situation. And I did learn some stuff. Like I said, some of the stuff were kind of glazed over. but even if you're not interested in the French Revolution, the book is absolutely stunning. And writing-wise as well, I'm very much, when I read books, sometimes I say to a lot of people, oh, I liked it, but the writing was kind of flat, and they get very offended, and I'm like, it's not that I didn't like it, it's just that the writing was a little flat. And that's because for me, as a poet, I very much like the use of metaphor, personification, and poetical devices, even in my literature. And when a writer really kind of encaptures that type of writing, I tend to like that complexity rather than just straightforward. He went out to the dock, he put his fishing rod in the thing, and then he did this. I like when they get into like the psyche of the characters and they really delve into more existential thinking and uses of beautiful language, I guess you would say, right? That language beautifying. So one more song and then we're going to move on. One more facts about a song. And it is my favorite, and I think it's almost everybody's favorite, I can say. And it was, of course, I Dreamed a Dream. And this information is from Song Facts. So it was sung by Anne Hathaway, performed with All Eastern U.S. High School Honors Chorus at Carnegie Hall since this, she's become better known as an actress, but Hathaway has a fine soprano voice, so it was no surprise when she was chosen to play Fantine in the movie version of Les Miserables. Hathaway explained the importance of the song to OK Magazine, open quote, "It was really exciting to take this iconic song, which is so beloved, and find a way to put it through a prism of film. And that meant having to go very, very, very deep inside myself to some uncomfortable places. But that's what we do, and those are the jobs that we will remember, and those are the ones that will make you grow," end quote. And this was the third version of the ballad, took chart to the Hot 100. Susan Boyle's interpretation peaked at number 62 in 2009, while the Glee cast cover reached number 31 the following year. And I think that's all my information at this point, which was a lot. I hope you like learning a little bit of the soundtrack. Like I said, I will be talking more about the song because we've got to teach when we play songs, so I'm going to get that covered. Anyway, Rack and Tour, have you seen the film? Have you seen the movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
You keep making me want to quip, like, you know, you say you like metaphor, but you're being literal when you're not being literal when you say, you know, the writing was flat, because, you know, that's kind of like, wait a minute. Anyway, I'll shut up now.
You know, well, I'm asking you to talk, so don't shut up. Some people get really mad. They're like, hey. You know, I like that book.
It's not a literal comment. The writing really is flat.
I know. I can't help it, you know. Can't help it. That's just my opinion.
No, I'm saying it's not three-dimensional. It's flat on the page. It's not – never mind.
That went over my head.
Yes, it did.
But I think it's funny now.
Okay.
You have to say, Sky, it ain't funny if I have to explain it.
But it still kind of is. I'm okay with it.
Moving on. Listen, it takes
me. Go ahead, Clarette.
It takes me a minute.
It's edumacation. It's edumacational.
It's edumacational.
Yes.
But I do get a phone. I said a poem, but it's a poem.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to read my poem. It's not my
yes,
poem,
please.
But it's a poem that someone submitted to the show. This is by Lockdown Lars. I'm going to read it. It's called Going Home. I see the darkness descending. It is nearly time for me to go. Before my ascending, could I see once more her glow? Looking back, I did my best to survive, but falling down, no one by my side. I was trapped, not feeling alive, escaping to find a place to hide. As years passed, working hard and long, I began to see a new dawn on the rise, where I could sing a prosperous song, yet still fate dealt me another surprise. Oh, little one, come with me. I swear I have found my calling. To protect you is my destiny. I will save you from falling. But my past was catching up. We could not stay. On we must move. Find another place, another cup, before history asked for a reproof. Oh, Papa, so glad I found you. For so long, nowhere to be seen. My sweet prayer comes into view before a mist of time come between. Oh, Papa, your story has been told. I know your sacrifice for me. When I see a truth to behold, the man I love for eternity. My sweet, you are my shining light. Oh, Papa, stay, don't go, don't go. My love is my last tonight. I'm happy now, you know. I loved you so. End poem. And this is, I'm just going to read his author's notes as well. For A Team of Voices, Les Mis show, originally written as Who Am I, but more appropriately now aligned to final scenes where Jean meets Corset for the last time with a bit of a nod to being him bring him home in the title. And Bring Him Home is a song that we will be playing later at the end of the show where he's bringing home, of course, that's love, of course. This was beautiful. I love what you did with it. I love that you stay true to, and then you said that this was a little bit written a little bit differently and you had taken a different poem and kind of worked it in a different way to kind of fit the song. I would not be able to tell that you reworked it. It seemed very seamless and very well done. I could tell even before I got down to the author's notes what direction and emotion you were going for and what characters you were kind of speaking for in the plot line because of the way that it was written. And the dialogue was done really well. I liked how you said the old papa, and of course their kind of bond and how you speak of his sacrifice. And it is even more so in the book, like I said, because you see more of him and more of his internal battles and more of the side stories that go along with them moving from place to place and kind of what he gives up for her as well. So I, in their bond. So I love that you brought this. I love that this is the direction that you took. The rhyme was beautiful and it flowed lovely. And thank you very much, Lockdown Lars. Raconteur, what do you think?
I think you did an amazing job. I hate to think, you know, when you say, you know, you rework the poem sometimes, they may cover similar emotions, but this has a life of its own. This fits the idea of Les Miserables beautifully. So it doesn't feel like it was reworked at all. I mean, there may be some commonality in the emotion that you're discussing, but I mean, it beautifully fits the idea of, you know, giving of yourself to save someone and everything else. The emotions come shining through to me, and that's what I really appreciate about it. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you, Raconteur. And that is the good thing about poetry, is that when you're writing about a certain emotion, there is all kinds of. I was pausing because I'm not a good reader and I'm not a good multitasker. Yeah, the overlap of emotions is brilliant, and that's what makes themes and universal when you're talking about, okay, well, you know, I can relate to this because of this, and I can relate to this because of that. And even though it's not about the same exact specific thing, the emotions still ring through, because what is that saying, right? It's all relative. So,
it's all relative.
Yeah, it's all relative. So thank you so much for the wonderful poem. And where was this? Sweet Pea, I was supposed to do Sweeney Todd today. But Sweet Pea was very adamant that I switch it so that she can come to Les Miserables. So she'll be showing up at some point. But I am going to play a couple songs since we just did a poem, just in case we get kind of busy later and stress out about the music. So I'm going to play a couple songs. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the song, and then we'll see where we go from there. All right, here we go.
Valjean, at last, we see each other plain. Monsieur le Maire, you'll wear a different chain.
Before you say another word, Javert, before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me. There is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I'll return. I pledge my word. Then I'll return.
You must think me mad. I've hunted you across the years. Men like you can never change. A man such as you.
Believe
men like
in me,
you can
you
never
will.
Change. Men
there
like
is a duty I'm
sworn
to
change.
Do. You know nothing
two,
of my
four,
life.
Six,
oh, all I did was steal some bread.
You
know
the
nothing
you
of
have
the
no
world.
Right. Come with me, 2 4 6
me dead. Now
but not before
I did it just a
John Valjean means nothing now.
Dare
you
I am warning you, Jeremiah.
And
I'm
the price you have to pay. Every
man
is born in sin. Every man
is yet
born
to
pray. You know nothing of Javert. I was born in spite of jail. I was born with scum like you. I am from the gutter too.
Wakey, wakey, we're opening.
My band of thugs, my den of dissolute, my dirty jugs, my always pissed at news, my sons of whores.
No, 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 no. Not tonight.
Spend their lives in my inn. Homing pigeons, homing in. They fly through my doors. And they crawl out on all fours. Welcome, monsieur. Sit yourself down and meet the best innkeeper in town. As for the rest, all of them crooks, crooking's the guests and cooking's the books. Tell them, do you see honest men like me, a gent of good intent, who's content to be boss of the house, doling out the charm, ready with a handshake and an open palm. Tells a saucy tale, makes a little stir, customers appreciate the multifer. Glad to do a friend a favor, doesn't cost me to be nice. But nothing gets you nothing, everything has got a little price. Master of the house, keeper of the zoo, ready to relieve them of a stew or two. Ordering the wine, making up the weight, picking up their knickknacks when they can't see straight. Everybody loves the landlord, everybody's bosom friend. I do whatever pleases G. Jesus when I bleed him in the end.
Mark the red house, click and shut your eye. Never was a closet by the passing by. Serving to the poor, bound up to the grave. Talking of the love and burning like no way. Everybody brings a banger. Everybody shouts the road.
But lock up your beliefs, this Jesus won a skin into the bone. Food beyond compare, food beyond belief. Mix it in a mincer and pretend it's beef. Kidney off a horse, liver off a cat. Filling up the sausages with this and that. Presents are welcome. Try to sweet its occupy. Reasonable charges plus some little extras on the side.
Oh, Santa!
Charge them for the lights. Extra for the mice. 2% for looking in the mirror twice. And over here a little slice. There a little cut. 3% for sleeping with the window shut. When it comes to fixing prices, there are large tricks I know. How it all increases all those bits and pieces. Jesus, it's amazing how it grows.
Oh, sorry, Lance.
Mm.
Sorry, Donna.
I used to dream that I was my supreme, of course I'm not. But you've seen what's happened since.
What?
Master of the house isn't worth my spit. Comforted, he looks his part and lifelong shit. Cunning little brain, regular vocal. Thinks he's quite a lover, but there's not much there. What a cruel trick of nature. Let it be with such a love.
Gone is how I've lost it, living with his falsehood in the house.
Lost in the house.
Don't make me laugh.
Everybody raise your glass.
Alone today, you are beside me. Something is still unclear, something not yet here has begun. Suddenly, the world seems a different place, somehow full of grace, full of light. How was I to know that so much hope was held inside me? What is past is gone. Now we journey on through the night. How was I to know at last that happiness can come so fast? Trusting me the way you do, I'm so afraid of failing you. Just a child who cannot know that danger follows where I go. There are shadows everywhere and memories I cannot share. Nevermore alone, nevermore apart. You have warmed my heart like the sun. You have brought the gift of life. I see what I could not see. Something suddenly happened.
Out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from God, fallen from grace. God be my witness, I never shall yield till we come face to face. Till we come face to face. He knows his way in the dark. Mine is the way of the Lord. Those who follow the path of the righteous shall have their reward. And if they fall as Lucifer fell, the flames, the sword. Stars in your multitude, scarce to be counted, filling the darkness with order and light. You are the sentinel, silent and sure, keeping watch in the night, keeping watch in the night. You know your place in the sky. You hold your course and your aim. And each in your season returns and returns, and is always the same. And if you fall as Lucifer fell, you fall in flame. And so it must be, for so it is written, from the doorway to paradise, that those who falter and those who fall must pay the price. Lord, let me find him, that I may see him, safe behind bars. I will never rest till then. This I swear by the stars.
The time is near. So near, stirring the blood in their veins, and yet beware. Don't let the wine go to your brain. We need a sign to rally the people, to call them to us, to bring them in line.
Marius, wake up. What's wrong today? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Some wine and say, what's going on? A ghost, you say? A ghost, maybe. She was just like a ghost to me. One minute there, then she was gone.
I am a gawk. I am a ghost. Is Marius in love at last? I've never heard him ooh and ah.
You talk of battles to be won. And here he comes, like Don Juan. It is better than an opera.
It is time for us all to decide who we are. Do we fight for the right to a night at the opera now? Have you asked of yourself what's the price you might pay? It is simply a game for a rich young boy to play. The colors of the world are changing day by day. Red, the blood of angry men. Black, the dark of ages past. Red, a world about to dawn. Black, the night that ends at last. they might know how it feels to be struck to the bone in a moment of breathless delight. Had you been there today, you might also have known how your world may be changed in just one burst of light. And what was right seems wrong, and what was wrong seems right. Red, I feel my soul on fire. Black, my world if she's not there.
Red,
the color of desire.
Black,
the color of despair. Marius, you're no longer a child. I do not doubt you mean it well. But now there is a higher call. Who cares about your lonely soul? We strive towards a larger goal. Our little lives don't count at all. Red,
the blood of angry men. Black, the dark of ages past. Red, a world about to dawn. Black, the night that ends alone.
Listen, everybody.
Senator Mark is dead.
Lamarck, his death is the hour of fate, the people's man. His death is a sign we await. His funeral day, they will honor his name with a light of rebellion ablaze in their eyes. In their candles of grief, we will kindle our flame. The tomb of Lamarck shall our barricade rise. The time is here. Let us welcome it gladly with courage and cheer. Let us take to the streets with no doubt in our hearts. With a jubilant shout, they will come one and all.
They will come and we are.
My life, she has burst like the music of angels, the light of the sun. And my life seems to stop as if something is over and something has scarcely begun. Eponine, you're the friend who has brought me here. Thanks to you, I'm at one with the gods and heaven is near. And I soar through a world that is new, that is free.
Every word that he says, the dagger in me. In my life, there's been no one like him anywhere, anywhere where he is. If he asked, I'd be his.
In my life, there is someone who touches my life.
Waiting here.
Waiting here.
A heart full of love. A heart full of song. I'm doing everything all wrong. Oh God, for shame, I do not even know your name. Dear mademoiselle, won't you say, will you tell?
No fear, no regret.
My name is Marius Pontmercy. I don't know what to say.
Don't make no sound.
I am lost.
I am
a heart full of love.
He was never mine to lose.
A heart full of
love.
A single look and then
be.
I knew
it too. These are words he'll never say. Not
all alone. I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes. And he has found me in the rain. The pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight. And all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him. And although I know that he is mine, still I say there's a way for us. I love him, but when the night is over, he is gone. The river's just a river. Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are barren everywhere. The streets are full of strangers. I love him.
Off a little bit there. So again, we did a slew of songs. They do have some more information, of course, but what would it be if I didn't have the teasing parts? All the music in this soundtrack was done by Claude Michael Schomburg, and he was born July 1944 in Venice. He's a French record producer, actor, singer, songwriter and musical theater composer, best known for his collaborations with lyricist Alain Bob Lille. Oh, my goodness, that was hard. Major works include Les Miserables, of course, The Pirate Queen, Marguerite. A little bit about his career. He began as a record producer and a singer. He wrote most of his music for the French musical and rock opera Les Révolutions. France's first rock opera, that's interesting, in 1973. He played the role of the King, Louis, in the show's production of that year. In 1974, he wrote the music and the lyrics of the song Les Premières Pas, which became the number one hit in France that year, selling over 1 million copies. I'm going to have to look that up the year, just because I'm interested. He also wrote the French version of the ABBA song Waterloo, which was recorded by the group. He has made an album in which he sang his own compositions in 1978. He dedicated his attention to musicals when he conceived the idea for the stage musical version of Victor Hugo's Les Miserables. The original production was staged at, I'm not French, Palace de Fort in Paris. In 1980, in 1985, and 1987, respectively, the musical opened in London on Broadway to acclaim in each instance. The Broadway production was nominated for 12 Tony Awards in 1987 and won 8, including the Best Musical and Best Original Score. So there was a little bit about him. And then, of course, I'm going to talk a little about, if my stuff can, Isabel Allen, and she sang The Castle in the Clouds in this version, and according to Jacob Hoover, which is from ID Time Music as well, it is a captivating and emotionally charged song performed by Isabel Allen in 2012 musical film adaptation of Les Miserables. This heartwarming and whimsical melody written by Claude Michael Schoenberg and Alan Bob Lill tells a poignant story of a young girl named Cosette, and who escapes the miserable reality through a vivid imagination. Again, I'm going to have to revert back to the book. You see a lot more of that background and that her kind of like going into her mindset as well as Javert's. So, I mean, you really should check it out. I'm going to promote this book the entire way through the show. So by the end, you better read the book. All right, I'm going to check my studio because I think Sweet Touch is going to be calling in pretty soon, so I'm just going to keep an eye on that. Until then, how are you doing, Rack?
I'm enjoying it.
I have a IOU from Deb that I never read, and I'm going to read that. I pulled it over a couple times, and this is not Les Miserables, but I need to read it. So it is a pullover from, and I usually like to read all my D&D poems on my D&D show, and I'm pretty big on that, but I wasn't sure if Deb wanted to read this to me herself, but I am going to go ahead and read it because I am not waiting anymore. And I'm going to read it. Yeah, it is from, what did we do last time? The Warlock?
The Magician? The Mage?
The Warlock. He's like, I call it whatever I want to call it. All right, this is called Hellcaster Warlock Seeks Knowledge in Power and Dark by Deborah Lee. He marches, dressed in a mask of many faces, bewitching whispers from an armor of shadows, as a pseudo-dragon curls up upon shoulder spaces, spreading misty vision. Then his charm grows, bewitching whispers from an armor of shadows. His eyes stare as his gaze shifts to devil's sight, spreading misty vision. Then his charm grows, recruiting minions of chaos to trail him at night. His eyes stare as his gaze shifts to devil's sight. With whispers to graves, he speaks to the dead, recruiting minions of chaos to trail him at night, hurling through hell with flames, whipping in red. With whispers to graves, he speaks to the dead, in disguise led by the voice of the Chainmaster, hurling through hell with flames whipping in red, out hunting a thirsting blade for the spell power. In disguise, led by the voice of the Chainmaster, this flesh chants to a titanium moon, out hunting a thirsting blade for the spell power to unlock the secrets of an elf as minions croon. The sculptor of flesh chants to a titanium moon, as a pseudo-dragon curls upon shoulder spaces, to unlock the secrets of an elf as minions croon. He marches, dressed in a mask of many faces. End poem. And she wrote in her author's notes, the warlock is a male practitioner of witchcraft. This Hallowcaster uses dark magic to cast spells. For Skies, D&D show, warlock, absolutely brilliant. She didn't mention, she did. She did mention it. Pantoum, I figured it out rather quickly that she was going to be doing a pantoum. And it's because of the repeat of lines. But I just really, I know some people are like, oh, you're just using the same line, so you don't have to worry about writing new ones. But it's actually kind of difficult when you're plugging them in and you're trying to make them flow. And having them, yes, go back to what was already referenced, but really they're kind of being renewed and being read in a new way, and each time they're repeated. Two by the end of the stanza, it's almost like a summary of the whole poem, but because of the way the lines were pulled from the other stanzas, it almost stands alone on its own and creates, I don't know, it's like a whole new vibe, a whole new feeling. And when you're doing the transitions from lines, you have to make it so the first couple of words are transitionable in different spaces, which, again, isn't always easy to do well. It's easy to do. You can just plug them wherever you want them. But to keep those transitions clean, you really do have to think about what you're putting in line. So I really loved the form. As for the magic and the dragon, the pseudo-dragon, I thought that was really good. I love that you went with a dark caster. I also love that you had this dragon-type, this little creature helping him out and, you know, being his little sidekick. I don't understand what's happening in my language. And then you gave him this, you know, name of the Chain Master, which was absolutely brilliant. And then you could actually see the colors of his magic by with hurling through hell with flames whipping in red. So you can see what color is he, and you can kind of see him, you know, with the words of hurling and, again, the hunting of Thirsting Blade for the spell power. It has its own storyline that the reader might not know the logistics and the details of it, but they're going to get the gist of it and the idea of it, almost like a summary in the back of a book, like this guy's hunting a Thirsting Blade with spell power in disguise. And it actually is kind of like reading the information in the back of a book and kind of saying, this is a storyline that's going to happen. You know, are you interested in reading? Which I would be. I also liked the visualization of this sculpture of flesh chanced to a titanium moon. I enjoyed that as well. I liked how it was, you chose that one to repeat in the lines as well. Really well done. I absolutely loved it. It was worth the wait. Sorry that I took it so long to pull it over. Like I said, I didn't know if you wanted to read it live, but I'm just going to read it if you're listening. And absolutely brilliant. Rack and Tour, what do you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Things that, and I can't say it any other way, that magic conjures in my brain, you have embodied throughout the piece that worked well with the repeating lines. And then there's certain aspects of D&D that I like very much that, intentional or otherwise, like, the thing about spellcasters and magic, you know, they don't have to actually cast the spell, you know, over the course of a melee or a battle. They can actually imbue it in an item. So people can, like, take armor and take the armor to a magician and have them put, like, you know, a spell on the armor so that, you know, it's less likely to be hit, to give them the illusion that they're, you know, someplace that they're not or something. So, you know, you kind of have that in there, too, when you talk about Armor of Shadows. And it made me think of that. So, you know, just like in real life, if you can't go out and find it yourself, you can go out and buy it. So, anyways, I thought it was really a cool piece, though. You know, the colors and the descriptions and the magic throughout, it was definitely spellbinding.
Excellent, Tone. I didn't really think about that, too, with the armor, too. I didn't catch that one. That was a good catch. Excellent common raconteur. Thank you so much.
Yeah, why go on a campaign when you can spend a couple of gold?
I'm sorry?
I said, why go on a campaign when you could just, you know, spend a couple of pieces of gold and have it handed to you?
Yeah, but you have to see, like, the way that my DM runs it is you're broke. You need to earn your cash, so yeah. So I know Sweet Pea is calling in. I do want to plug shows, but I think I'm going to do, we're nearing the end of my song. So I do want to do a couple more songs since we just did a poem. And then we'll plug, unless Sweet Pea calls in at that time, then we'll do her poem and then we'll do the plugging after. But we're making good on time, and I would like to stay that way. So I'm just going to play most of the rest of the songs because there's really not that many left. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And then I'll talk about a little bit, and then we can kind of go off the rails a little bit until Sweet calls in. So here we go.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be walked away. And yet with you my world has started.
One more day all on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I was born to be with him.
What a life I might have known.
And I swear I will be true.
But he never saw me.
I follow where she goes.
At the barricades of freedom,
shall I join my brothers there?
When our ranks begin to fall,
do I stay? Do I dare?
Will you take your place with me?
Themselves with blood.
Watch him run amok.
Catch him as a fool.
Never know your luck when there's a free fall. Here's a little dip.
There a little touch.
Most of them are gone and some of them are
gone. One me two and you
fight with you. One day more,
we will join these people here. We will
Couperoc, you take the watch. They may attack before it's light. Everybody keep the faith. For certain as our banner flies, we are not alone. The people too must rise. Marius, rest. Drink with me. Two days gone by
to the life,
to the life
that used to be,
to be
at the shrine of friendship. Never they die at the wine of friendship. Never run dry. Here's to you.
Here's to you.
And here's
do I care if I should die? Now she goes across the sea. Life without Cosette means nothing at all. Would you weep, Cosette, if I were to fall? Would you weep, Cosette, for me? Have known. If God had granted me a son, the son has died one by one. Also they fly on and on, and I am old and will be gone.
awesome. Absolutely beautifully done. And of course, before I let anybody else on, I am going to talk about a little bit of the music that was just played, except that I've closed out my entire, why isn't this working?
It's working.
No. I closed out my internet tab and I need one. All right. So,
why don't you sing about it instead of talk about it?
All right. One day more. There we go. One day more. Okay. So one day more in the original French version is, I don't speak French. Demain. It's a song from 1980 musical Les Miserables. The music was written again by Claude Michael Schomburg. Original French lyrics by Aline Bob Lil. I don't know why, and I don't want to say that name right. And Jean-Marc Nettle with the English language by Herbert Krenzmar. This song is sung by the entire chorus using counterpoint melody in the original, not in this version, but the time of the original here. It was originally released as a French language concept album and French songwriter, and had the idea to adapt Victor Hugo's novel into a musical at a performance of the musical Oliver in London. And this is really cool. This is what I want to get to. The show and the song have been translated into 21 languages, including Japanese, Hebrew, Icelandic, Norwegian, Czech, Polish, Spanish, and Estonian. And there have been 31 cast recordings featuring the song. The London cast version is triple platinum in the UK for sales of more than 900,000 and platinum in the US for sales more than 1 million. The Broadway cast version is quadruple platinum in the US, more than 4 million sold, where four other versions have also received gold certifications. I'm actually kind of really interested in, I mean, I don't speak other languages, but I kind of want to hear it in Japanese. I don't know why, I just do. I think that's really cool. That's absolutely amazing, the breadth of this musical. Okay, I am going to let on Sweet Pea. Hello, Sweet Pea. Oh, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I am.
Hello. Oh, hello, my darling. Hello.
How are you?
I'm so excited. I watched this afternoon again. I was singing all along, singing all day. I don't sing, but I do sing this.
Well, it's a good one to sing. And just so you know, if you're a fan of Liam Neeson, I will be bringing that version next year in March. So don't worry. You have your chance to sing more Les Mis. In the 1990 version. So I don't really want to get into what's your favorite version, unless you want to tell me you could. I'm not going to get offended. I really love Liam Neeson. And that was the first one I saw, was the 1990s. That was where I grew up off of. So it's hard to say that something's not your favorite when you learn to love something through that version. But I am very happy with this version as well. But probably the other version is probably still my favorite because it was the first one that I grew up off of. But, yeah.
Well, he has a particular.
I love this version. I love this version. It's my favorite.
It's your favorite. Good. I mean, it does have Helen Bonham Carter, which I just love her. Really, really love her. I mean, I love Hugh Jackman, too. So, I mean, there are many things to love about this film. And I love...
That's it.
What's her name?
Hugh Jackman.
Hathaway. Yeah. Huh?
I love Hugh Jackman, and I love Anne Hathaway. And I love the guy that plays Joe Gilbert. And
Russell Crowe.
So I love the cast. I just loved the cast.
And they really were a really good cast. I actually went on to IMDb to see if they were going to thinking about casting someone else. I haven't gotten there yet with all my other information, but I was curious, so I was just about to go look it up. So let me let on Hatter really quick. Hello, Hatter.
Unmuted. You muted me.
Hi. I unmuted you.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, we were just talking about now. Has anyone read the book besides me?
What book?
Have I read the book?
Well, I don't know. Hatter.
Yes.
Do you even read the topic
read
list?
It just goes
although
with the
wind.
I have to admit, it's been 4 years.
I was seeing all these things. Master of the house.
I love you, Hatter. Good. Yeah, you haven't read it for years? Well, I recently read it, so I have never read the book, and maybe it was last year or the year before. No, it was last year. I think it was last. I don't know. It's all bleeding together. It was either last year or the year before. I finally sat down and gave it a go. And, I am such a big fan of the musical that I was a little, it's always been something that I was like, for instance, the Mall Flanders. I love that film. I read the book and I hated it. And I usually don't have that mindset. Usually the book's way better, right? But not with Mall Flanders. So after that experience, I was a little worried about this one. But I loved it. I loved it.
Less
your
miserable.
Thoughts on the book?
I love the book. I think, to be honest with you, the book gets a little dry. It goes into too many details about the French Revolutionary War. You get the minutiae of that. But you have to remember, I read it 40 years ago in high school. it was 40 years ago in college. I correct myself, college. I was in my 20s. And I was raising two babies at the time. So I should probably reread it again.
You should, but I did mention earlier, I said I don't know much about the French Revolution, and when he did go on about that, I did say I glazed over a little bit in parts, but the writing was so wonderful that it made up for the stuff I didn't know. I was just kind of like, okay, let's move on. But I loved how he went into all the storylines, which I already said earlier. But it's one of my, if I had to say like my top books, like those, that is one of my top books. Like I really, really, really enjoyed it. Okay, so
I started it over 4 years ago. I'm about halfway done.
Hatter, we're talking about Les Miserables. You can just bring me a miserable poem.
A miserable poem.
Okay. The poem doesn't have to be miserable, but the content in the poem could be miserable. Or you can bring me a French poem. That's fine, too.
I have a couple of them.
All right.
Probably.
What's your favorite part of the film?
Oh, good Lord. There are a few. I think the downfall of I can't believe I just went blank on Colette's mother. I can't remember her name. God, that's horrible. Her going from being innocent, having her hair cut and her teeth pulled, and being the whore and all of that. I think that her musical, I Had a Dream, and my life has killed the dream in me. I love that song. I resonate with that song, you know, that where you think life is going to be this one beautiful moment and it doesn't happen. Love betrays you and love does all those wrong things to you. And my favorite line is, you know, life has killed the dream in me. I just love that line. It's one of my favorites. She goes from this beautiful, innocent person to, they just take everything away from her. Her physical beauty, her hope, her light, her stars, everything. It is just taken from her. And I love that Disney princess look is just battered from her. And it just takes that moment where you know this is not going to be the story of all beauty and kindness. I really do enjoy that.
Awesome. I love that song too. It is my favorite. And did you know that part of Victor Hugo's book was true? He encountered a young man harassing a prostitute, and when she rejected his advances, he shoved a handful of snow down her dress and shoved her to the ground. And when she defended herself, he immediately called the police, and Victor Hugo spoke up on her behalf. So that was actually, that encounter was based on something that Victor Hugo actually experienced in real life and that he brought into the book. So,
oh, wow, I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Awesome. Okay, so thank you for sharing that with me. I really, too, that song has always, like, I don't know, crushed my soul. I love that song. It's my favorite one.
Another one is when the girl that's in love with and she dies in the street, and she's crying to him, and when she's walking in the rain, I love both of those scenes. You know, just between him and she's walking, pretending he's in the street with her, and it's just between them, and, you know, I'm in the rain with you, and you're not there with me, and I love those, you know, he's in love with another girl, but she's still staying loyal to him, and all of that. I love the dichotomy between the girl that was always the prim and proper and the Cinderella, but now she's the girl of Ash and Colette's the Cinderella. So I love that whole storyline in there too. I think that's a reversal of fairy tale life that Victor Hugo weaves in there, that I don't know if we're supposed to see the opposites of, you know, the Grimm brothers in there, but I love that backhanded nod to the Grimm brothers between those two girls.
Yeah, we like depressing things, sweet, I think. We both love the same book.
Sweet loves a good backhand.
I know, it's just raconteur. All right. So I have your poem.
Okay.
And I am ready for you to read it.
All right. Yeah, I was talking, and now I got to go back to where it was. Sorry. I have to wake up my computer now.
Oh, it's okay.
I told you, this is the movie for me.
Well,
I can talk to you about all the stuff.
Anne Hathaway and her aunt. I'm sorry?
I said I can talk all the plots and subplots with you. Okay, so this is 24601. Two lives leave bitter wine and stale breadcrumbs at their phantom dinner table, where they meet to discuss the path of their misery and righteousness. Four, one believes all crimes are unforgivable and punishment is due and payable in flesh and blood. And one man labeled thief bears witness to love and forgiveness, making all sins redeemable. Six or 60 years condemned to slavery for stealing bread. Now a revolution arises for King is the criminal, and people are red with anger, and black, and a black night will soon fall. Oh, the death mourn, caskets filled with rebels, no casks spilling wine, streets running in red, and two old men argue justice over time. One crime, one war, one daughter, one lifetime, one man. Forgave and saved a life, the other unable to comprehend or show an unforgiving heart fell into his forever dark. End poem.
Excellent. And there are so many interweaving plot lines in this, and you captured them wonderfully. I loved how you talked, you know, with the breadcrumbs, because this poor kid went to this prison for stealing the bread for his family. And, you know, and it always amazed me how old he was. Like, in the book, he was, like, I feel like in the films they made him younger, but he was supposed to be, like, really old in the book. And I like how you kind of stuck with that. Like, this is, like, he was in there for a long time, and then it takes place over a long time, too. Like, by the end, this is a very old guy, like, which they didn't really portray that, I don't think, that breadth of lifespan in the films, but in the books they did. So I love how you brought in his storyline with them, and then, of course, the redeemable. Like, it's such a, you know, where he thinks that this is all he can do, and then it only takes one person, that idea. It only takes one person to change your life and to kind of believe in you and to say, okay, this is, I can forgive myself because somebody else has forgiven me. And I want to change it around. I love how you brought in that because it is such an important part of the story. And then, of course, you know, you speak of Javert and this idea of where he just won't let it go. Like, he is just unable to, I mean, you stay here, forgave and saved a life, the other unable to comprehend the idea that he just simply does not understand the idea of redemption and trying, and, like, no matter what he's doing, he's actually helping people, and he's all about, quote-unquote, justice, and yet he is just reining in and causing chaos and destruction in his wake, trying to say, okay, I'm, quote-unquote, serving justice. So I love that you brought that entire storyline in there, and then how it ultimately becomes his doom. And he's just, like, at the end, he can't even get over it himself. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just such a bad place to be. So I love how you brought in that. And I love how you paid, and I'm guessing you did this on purpose. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing you paid homage to the Red and Black song with the line and the people are red with anger and black in the night, and then you go back to it with the, you know, with the blood and stuff and spilling in the line. I'm sorry?
Yes, I did. Yes, you're
okay,
correct.
Well, I love how you brought it in there. It was very subtle, and it was so original that I think other people would overlook it. They wouldn't really get that it was what the song was, and people that know the songs or had just listened to them on the show are going to be able to point that out and say, oh, look at that, and it's a nod to the song. So I absolutely love that you brought that in as well. Really, really well done. Thank you so much, Sweet. And I hope you enjoy watching.
I'm going to challenge you. There's one more song in that poem. Okay, hold on. Okay, read the first word of every stanza.
2 for 6, 2 for 6, 0, 1.
Zip code, yes. In Virginia.
Oh, I got that right away. The Jean Valjean, 2 for 6, 0, 1. Oh, I didn't see that though. So I did get his prison number is and then that song, the Jean Valjean song, but I didn't see the first word of every stanza, how you bled that in. That's really cool. I really enjoyed that, and I like it because you can't see it, Raconteur, but she didn't write. So in the first line, in the first stanza, it's 2. And then in the second stanza, the first line, it says 4, but not the number 4. It's F-O-R. So it's easy to miss because then also the O or 0 is spelled O. It's very, very clever. Wow. I didn't catch that, though. I did catch the song of this. The Jean Valjean, his prison number, but I did not catch those lines. That is really cool. Really, really well done. That makes me smile. I didn't even see that. Raconteur, what do you think?
I enjoyed it very much, Sweet. Wasn't there something else about a name or something like that? Damn it. It was one of the songs that I think you touched on, maybe not intentionally, but I thought I heard that in the poem as well. But the thing I love the most is, you know, when you start talking about the law, you know, there's, you know, black letter law. They call it, you know, the letter of the law, and then there's the intent of the law. And that's the difference, I think, that you focus on, or part of what, you know, Les Miserables is talking about, too, that resonates with me. Because, you know, sometimes they'll put stupid shit on the books. I mean, 60 years for stealing bread, and nobody's going to look at the circumstances. I mean, come on. And then the punishment fitting the crime, like, it's a loaf of bread. And, I, you know, how long is it going to take you to earn the money to pay for that loaf of bread? You know, it's just a whole, and that's what bothers my brain. And you know, that fits into the emotion of it, because, you know, you want to try and, you know, straighten out the circumstances. They're like, you know, you just want to say that's not right, but, you know, according to the law, it is right. So, you know, how do you argue that? It's like my hands are tied. Well, no, you're human. You just, you know. Anyways, I appreciated it. I really did.
And the song you're looking for that I mentioned is "Oh, the Deaths We Mourn, Caskets Filled with Rebels, No Cask Spilling Wine, Streets Running in Red." Is a nod to the song "Empty Chairs, Empty Tables."
What song?
Excellent comment. And Hatter?
Yeah.
Can you comment on Sweet Spot?
Your thoughts on
Sweet Spot? Yeah, I got the first letter, first word of each one. I guess I saw that, but only after I had to look up the zip code. I thought you were talking about. You ever live in Virginia?
No, I don't live in Virginia.
It was his inmate number. When he was in jail.
I bet her phone number was 867-5309.
Oh, no. Hatter, your thoughts on the poem?
I like the three-line stanza, but this didn't rhyme, though, huh? No, it didn't.
Yeah.
But it was three. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Hatter. That was an excellent poem. I loved it so much. Thank you so much. And I did get the answer to my search. These are all the people that were considered for the role of Jean Valjean in this version. Are you ready? Warren Beatty, Tom Cruise, Robert De Niro, Michael Fiddler, Richard Dreyfuss, Harrison Ford, Mel Gibson, Gene Hackman, there's a lot of them, Tom Hanks, Dustin Hoffman, William Hurt, Kevin Kline, Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino, Robert Redford, and Christopher Walken. I don't know.
You forgot one.
Oh,
you forgot one.
I don't know. I think they went to the... Go ahead, Sweet.
I was going to say, I could never see Tom Cruise's... So, no.
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 Yeah. What are they thinking? I don't know.
Christopher Walken?
I love him.
No.
Ford, but I don't want to see him in Jean Valjean.
No. No. Christopher Walken is... No. Oh, my God, no.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. Okay, so here are the ones for, of course, before Anne Hathaway got it. These were the considerations. Amy Adams, which I could see Amy Adams. Jessica Biel, Marion Cotillard, I'm not sure who that is. Kate Winslet, Emily Blunt, and Rebecca Hall.
I can see any of those.
I could see Amy Adams, maybe Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt did good Into the Woods. She's a good singer. I bet she could be gritty. I think Emily Blunt could be gritty. I love Amy Adams, so I don't really, anything with Amy Adams, I'm in. But Anne Hathaway did such a good job. But Anne Hathaway is also usually seen as very bubbly. Like, she went down deep, but she, this was really good because she often gets casted as, like, humorous, fun, warm, you know, like, warmer characters, not so gritty. So the fact that she did this and showed that she can do it makes me believe that Emily Blunt and Amy Adams could also do that. I mean, I like the other actresses, too. I mean, I love, who doesn't love Kate Winslet? But I think we're going to do one. I want Rebecca Hall. I don't know who that is. I'm going to see her picture, and I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
What is she? What a. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, excellent. Okay. Sweet Pea, we're going to plug shows. I don't know how long you have, but we're going to do that now. Everybody's been waiting. Tomorrow, I'm on my musical. I had to postpone two shows this month because my internet, my musical march is all out of whack. I don't even know what I'm doing. Les Miserables was supposed to be my out one because it was like my favorite. So it was supposed to be like my out with a bang, and we put it in the middle. But tomorrow we are doing, which I really love Sweeney Todd as well, so it's okay. Tomorrow we are doing Sweeney Todd. The show is subject to start whenever I start it, between 8 and 10. And the same as tonight, I'm going to play some songs from Sweeney Todd, talk about the music, perhaps have some facts about the film. So I'm excited about it. And then I'm just, yeah, so there we go. And then on Thursday, Sweet Pea, we're on Thursday.
I am doing folklore, like the Big Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan, Johnny Appleseed, whatever folklore you would like to write about, bring it on. I'm interested to see if you have any of your local folklore. Bring that to me, just anything that you know of and love. So I don't care if your town has the biggest ball of spring. Just bring it on.
Bring it on.
Awesome. And Hatter, you want to talk about your Santana jukebox?
It's about Santana.
Okay.
Oh,
Friday.
What?
That's Friday. At what time?
Friday. I think Deborah said 10 o'clock. Or, I mean, 9 o'clock.
Okay, great. So 9 o'clock. And then Saturday, Hatterday. You want to talk about Saturday, Hatterday?
That's A.P. Taylor, Reopen Poetry.
Awesome. And that's also at 9. And then Sunday... we're off Sunday. Then Monday. I'm sorry?
Oh, no.
She said awesome.
Oh, okay. And then Monday is Personal Prompt Monday. I didn't look at these pictures, so forgive me, because this is the first time. You know what that means. Personal Prompt Monday, color series. The color is white. Ah, yeah, I like that one. Okay. There's lots of cool owls. Look at these little kittens. Ooh, is it dragon? I like that. Oh, I love these pine cones with snow. I actually might take that one. Okay. And every time I say I might take that one on live, then Hatter takes it off. Oh, there's a beautiful one with the moon and a lake and the woods and the snow. I think I might have to take that one, number 18. Okay, I'm taking number 18. There's a half-naked man in there cuddling some kind of stuffy animal.
Of course.
Okay. Anyway, so it's personal prompt. Hold on, I'm taking 18 before anybody else does. That's really nice. Everyone gets their own prompt. There is a word bank. It is optional. It is a color word bank, beautiful colors, so you can choose between those. And have fun. She goes live at 10 and sign up. Be part of it. That brings it back to me next Tuesday, I haven't gotten the okay, but I think it's okay, so I don't know. I may be on. I asked for it. Nobody has it right now, and I need to make up the Sound of Music. So the Sound of Music was supposed to be my first show of the month of Musical March, but I had a problem with my internet, and I had to postpone it, and I've just been – it's been on the sidebar. So I'm hoping to do the Sound of Music on the 26th, so we'll see if that happens. If no one has it, I would like it. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, I'm going to have to figure out where I'm going to do the Sound of Music. And then on Wednesday, we're not there yet, but I start off my new series, my new Tokyo series, which Sweetie said she loved the contest. You love the contest, Sweetie?
I love the contest, yes. I love it.
So we're that is going to be in Musical March because it is the Music Diviner. So the beginning of the beginning for Middle Earth. So those are all the things that are coming up.
And I can read, if you want me to, I can read my Sweeney Todd tonight.
You can read your what?
I can read my Sweeney Todd tonight if you have time.
Can you read it? Well, I go off the air in 6 minutes, and I have three more songs, and Hatter hasn't read a poem. And I'm technically off the air in 5 minutes. So,
I guess I can't read it tonight.
Could you do a SoundCloud for me tomorrow?
I don't do SoundCloud.
You could read it to me tomorrow before bowling, and then I'll read it.
Okay.
And then you could read it to my face.
Well, I can record it and send you your voicemail, and then you can put it on the radio. I just don't do it very well.
We can do that, but I don't. My voicemail's not set up because I hate when people leave me voicemail. But
not your voicemail. I'll send it to you on your text.
Yeah, do a voice message, and then I'll figure it out. Okay. So, Hunter, do you have a poem? I got three more songs, and I go off the air in 5 minutes, but we get your poem in here, if you have a poem.
Okay.
Do you have a poem?
Yep, I do. I'm posting it now.
Put it right on the board.
Okay. Right on the board. There you guys are. And boom, there it is.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Say moo, what, too soon? Are you muted, Sweets?
Yes, I was, and I just said, oh, my God, this is about me.
it goes like this. That day still stops by. Stuffs by every now and then, no warning to tell me who or why, nor should I ever totally pretend. Could you moo? I moo too, utter so full, maybe a bull, not a pig nor a hog, not a beaver eating logs, not electric, quite eccentric. God, my eyes. She'll be here when the cows come home. Let me start. Not a pig, not a hog, not a beaver eating logs, not electric, quite eccentric. She'll be here when the cows come home. That sweet's a pie, and not to wonder why. All I need to do is say, moo. What, too soon? I say she's nuts. How else can you think me up? She's here with him, Jay Hatter. She could be in wait for them to open the gate, and now it doesn't really matter. He's done this before, trying to find Lenore. Just pucker your lips and whisper, Hatter.
Excellent. And I know that I usually do my comments and then Rackentor's comment first, but since this is about Sweet Pea, I'm going to break all my own rules. Sweet Pea, you want to have first comment?
I love this poem because, A, it was written for me like days after I had my surgery. So, no, it was never too soon to start making fun of my moo heart. And you were so sweet about it. And my favorite thing is not a pig or nor a hog, not a beaver eating log, not electric, quite eccentric. So be here when the cows come home. I just adore this. It's one of my favorites of all time. And always in my J. Hatter Magic poem list. So, again, it's been almost 3.5 years now. So she's alive and kicking.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, tomorrow I have a checkup tomorrow. I go to the doctor tomorrow and everything. So, moo-hoo, and I'm still not – no one's milking me, Hatter. No one.
Going to the doctor or the vet?
You guys are so funny. Hatter, I think this is so wonderfully sweet. And I always feel like my closest friends have no shame in making fun of me or poking, you know, what do they say in Britain? Taking a piss, right? They never have qualms about taking a piss. And that's because when you love someone, sometimes you got to give them a little bit of hard time and make them smile over a situation that is quite terrible and scary and terrifying, really, and a lot emotionally and to have to go through. And sometimes laughter is the best medicine. So such a wonderful friendship where you can, you know, kind of make this wonderful tribute, but also put a smile on her face, knowing that, you know, it probably was very, very hard to go through. Really well done. Thank you so much, Hatter, for bringing it. And Rack and Tour, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I heard the mood too, and I was like, he goes sweet, but, you know, he kind of laid off a little bit. So that was pretty cool. You know, the whole thing was lovely. You never fail to surprise us, Hatter.
Okay, guys, we are in overtime, and I am playing my last three songs. It'll be 7 minutes. I am going to close out immediately after the songs are done because we will be in overtime, but I'm playing the rest of the songs so that we can get it done, and I can feel like my life is complete. Thank you so much, Rack and Tour, Sweet Pea, Hatter, and Deborah Lee, and Lockdown Lars for all bringing me some poetry, your thoughts, your wonderful enthusiasm and conversation, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Love the show.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
If you take the watch, they may attack before it's light. Everybody keep the faith. For certain as our banner flies, we are not alone. The people too must rise. Marius, rest. Drink with me. Two days gone by
to the life that used to be at the shrine of friends.
There's more men under us!
What sort of devil is he to have me caught in a trap and choose to let me go free? It was his hour at last to put a seal on my fate, wipe out the past and wash me clean off the slate. All it would take was a flick of his knife. Vengeance was his and he gave me back my life. Damned if I live in the debt of a thief, damned if I yield at the end of a chase. I am the law and the law is not mocked. I'll spit his pity right back in his face. There is nothing on earth that we share. It is either Valjean or Javert. And my thoughts fly apart. Can this man be believed? Shall his sins be forgiven? Shall his crimes be reprieved? I now begin to doubt, who never doubted all these years. My heart is stone and still it trembles. The world I have known is lost in shadow. Is he from heaven or from hell? And does he know that granting me my life today this man has killed me? Even so, I am reaching, but I fall, and the stars are black and cold. As I stare into the void of a world that cannot hold, I'll escape now from that world, from the world of Jean Valjean. There is nowhere I can turn, there is no way to go. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain that goes on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow.
and tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see a world reborn, and they rose with voices ringing, and I can hear them now, the very words that they have sung became their last communion. On this lonely barricade, the door. Oh, my friends, forgive me. But I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain that goes on and on. Phantom faces at the windows, phantom shadows on the floor, empty chairs and empty tables where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs and empty tables where my friends will sing no more.